In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Welcome to another podcast from InsideCarolina.com, the independent voice of UNC Sports, brought to you by JohnnyT-Shirt.com, the go-to provider for all your Tar Heel gear.
Welcome in to the Inside Carolina podcast, brought to you by Johnny T-Shirt and JohnnyT-Shirt.com. I'm your host, Ross Martin, joined as always by Don Callahan. This is a Sunday morning. What's up, Don?
Not too much. Yeah, I'm assuming that you had a crazy day because you're back home after traveling to Blacksburg yesterday, right?
Yeah, long day. We left Chapel Hill at 10. It was me, Jim, our photographer, and of course, Greg Barnes. And we got I got back to my house at 2 a.m. and Ooh. It rained the whole drive back. But I sat in the back seat and Jim and Greg drove.
Gotcha. Yeah, rain and those mountain roads and all that, that's not a good combination. I've done that before.
Yeah, Virginia Tech up there, kind of in the middle of nowhere. But it was a cool game. I mean, six overtimes. I don't know how many times you get to cover a game with six overtimes, so that was pretty cool. Could have gone either way, I thought. A lot of mistakes on both sides. Virginia Tech's third-string quarterback, I think UNC had a kind of a missed opportunity to get a good coastal win and weren't able to. What do you think of the game initially?
Well, as I told you off the air, I didn't have a great view of the second half because my daughter had a playoff soccer game, so I had to watch it on my phone. And from what I could see was, one, you mentioned that third-string quarterback who's a true freshman. I mean, I think he's going to be really good for Virginia Tech. I know that UNC fans don't want to hear that. But I agree with you. I felt like, especially once you get into the two-point conversions of the overtime, it's really kind of a flip of the coin who's going to end up winning, who's going to make the mistake, who's not, you know, what works, what doesn't. I mean, so and on Saturday, obviously, that ended up being for Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody really knew about that new rule. After the fourth overtime, you just automatically go for two from the three-yard line. There's no field goals. You get one shot. It's pretty crazy.
I remember it very vaguely. And then once they brought it up, I was like, oh, yeah. And I mean, I didn't know it inside and out. I just remember it being something that was brought up during the offseason to kind of speed up some of these really, really long games, although this game still went into all those overtimes anyway.
Okay, we're not here really to talk much about actual UNC team football. This is a little special episode on the Desmond Evans commitment. We wanted to get this out a little bit earlier in the week since it happened Friday afternoon, and we usually record on Wednesday morning, and that doesn't get out until Wednesday afternoon or Thursday morning. So we want to go and get this out. Probably going to come out Sunday evening or Monday. We're going to talk all about Desmond Evans. We did a preview podcast last week, which covered a lot. We're trying not to touch on some of the same things, but just kind of get Don's perspective on the commitment, talk a little bit about what it means, how this changes things for UNC moving forward. And since obviously Don was there, what the commitment was like and the vibe around him, his program and UNC now with landing the biggest commitment since 2007, a hugely talented guy with a bunch of potential, the number 22 overall player in the 2020 class, 6'6". Number two, weak side defensive end, and clearly an elite talent that UNC plucked out of Lee County High School about 45 minutes down the road. Donald, paint the picture for us from Lee County High School on Friday afternoon.
All right, so first, they have some really hardcore security. Even though I've met up with this security guard or resource officer or whatever many, many, many a times, he still wanted me to show him my ID and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, so get in, and they had it all set up really nicely in the gym. It's an older gym, and they also had a room that was already set up for the media. And this was huge. There's a lot of media members there, and for them to anticipate that and to kind of accommodate that was great on the part of Lee County High School administration and the football staff over there. But basically, once I arrived, Just kind of talking to some of the administrators who were making sure everything was getting set up properly. The vibe there, everybody was, nobody knew exactly where he was going to pick, but they all felt like it was going to be North Carolina, which I thought was kind of interesting that Dez did a good job of not letting the cat out of the bag. If you've been following this recruitment, it's pretty obvious who he was going to pick. And I was also surprised by the fact by, maybe I shouldn't say surprised, but there was a lot of pro UNC talk as far as, talking to a teacher or administrator, and they would say, I hope it's UNC. I think it's UNC. I hope it's UNC, but I don't know for sure. And I've been trying to ask the assistant coaches, and they don't know, and all that sort of stuff. So there was a lot of, I hope it's UNC sort of thing. And then really things just got crazy once the gym filled up, and it literally filled up with almost the entire school. And with the pep rally, it was just a normal high school pep rally. For those who are trying to stream it, we had some issues. Because it's an older school, the Wi-Fi isn't the greatest. Actually, it's probably really bad. I had to try to rely on my phone, and the Lee County guys definitely did a good job of trying to get me an Ethernet cord so that we can hardwire it. That seemed to help a little bit. Hopefully, I can't tell too much from where I'm sitting, but we had a little bit of a hiccup in that, and the quality wasn't as good as we had hoped, which is why we never really advertise whether we're going to stream it or not, because we just don't know what situation we're walking into. But yeah, I thought that the little did you watch the video of the actual announcement?
I watched the live stream and a lot of the video as well.
What did you think of the guy coming out as the mouthpiece, kind of getting the crowd up and
the it was wild. It was kind of really. Couldn't really track what was going on, like, and with the live stream is a little blurry. I wasn't able to tell exactly what happened, and they just all huddled up. I mean, can you kind of tell us what happened?
Yeah, so we actually have a high definition video up now because I was filmed with two different cameras. One was for the stream. The other one was for later on once we were able to upload it. But they gave him his Under Armour All American. Or they presented him his Under Armour All-American jersey, and he'll be playing that in early January. And then after that, his coach kind of said, Dez has some news for everybody, gave the microphone to Dez. Dez says some things, and even in the high-definition video, I can't make out what he says, but he handed the mic to one of his teammates who basically said, everybody get up, and some music came on, and they were telling him, go side to side and that sort of thing. And then... And I think he says something like, "Oh, my man Dez has something for you." And then Dez takes off his jacket, and UNC was underneath. And there's a couple of his teammates. And you notice, even though some of the fans think that Jaden Chalmers was one of the teammates who had the UNC shirt underneath, he was not. And Dez actually reveals in the press conference why that is that he didn't trust Chalmers to keep a secret. So Chalmers was kind of left out of all this, but a couple of his teammates were involved, and obviously once that happened, they had like a little mosh pit sort of thing going on. They're jumping up and down. I was kind of like, man, hope nobody gets hurt in that. but that was basically it. It was unique. I mean, I've done a lot of these announcements and haven't seen anything quite like this, because usually everybody does the little hat trick thing or something. Look a little more extravagant. It was simple, but yet unique and yet fun. And I like the way that Dez involved his teammates and the entire school with it, which, from my understanding, was something that Dez had wanted to do all along.
There you go, team player. It was definitely a little bit different, but it had the vibe I've seen from a bunch of different analysis. But no hats, no mention of other schools. You spoke to Desmond Evans afterwards. What were the major takeaways from the – did he do a press conference essentially, right?
Yes, so he did a press conference. Because we're streaming, we're doing all the other stuff, I had to make sure all of our equipment is kind of put away. And so I was a little late for the press conference, so I didn't catch the first couple of questions or so. But I did grab Des afterwards, and we kind of filled in all the blanks that I had. But really, it sounds like it came down to The coaching staff, the vibe there. He mentioned that a couple of times on just the change from Fedora to Mac Brown, that really kind of resonated with him. I talked to his coach afterwards also. He seemed to think that the location played a huge role in it. Not to say that that was the only thing, but that was pretty significant. And if you talk to those around him, proximity family is going to be key for Desmond. But so I think it was just a combination of things. And the fact that, you know, that he visited her so much made him so familiar with the campus, so comfortable with the campus, that it just made a whole lot of sense. It made it very, really difficult for any other school to really kind of come in and steal him away.
All right, great. We're going to talk a little about something else he said in the interview about visiting other schools and the status of how serious his commitment is, what this commitment means for UNC after the break. And now I want to talk to you about Johnny T-Shirt and JohnnyT-Shirt.com. They are great loyal sponsors right on Franklin Street and online at JohnnyT-Shirt.com. Make sure, if you are a premium Inside Carolina subscriber, to head to the basketball and football message boards to get that 10% off discount code. Great time to get some sweatshirts, some shirts, some hats. Get all your UNC apparel at Johnny T-Shirt on Franklin Street when you're in town for a game, homecoming this weekend versus Duke on Saturday, or on GiantT-Shirt.com. All right, we're back. Don, I think the one thing in reading your one-on-one interview with Desmond Evans was the fact that he says he's going to take visits and official visits to other schools, that his recruitment is not shut down, I think was kind of roughly the quote. What's your take on that? I mean, from my perspective, from the outside looking in, I see this, and we've heard him say he's going to take official visits all along, and he really hasn't. Florida being the only real visit of note. And with sign day now, 2 months away? A little bit over 2 months away. What's your take on what he said on that quote? I'm going to pull it up here in a second.
Well, I think you got to look back to what he has said in the past. And with Desmond, you got to watch what he does. I know that we have the saying on Inside Carolina Message Board, watch what they do, not what they say. And I think that applies for most recruits. And some recruits, it doesn't. But with Des, I think it really applies appropriately too, because he came into the summer, or headed into the summer, with a plan to visit. He, at that time, he had a top 10. Okay, he obviously has since narrowed down to one, but before that he narrowed down to five. And his goal heading into the summer was to make visits to all 10 of those schools. Those who've been following this recruitment know he only visited one school in June, and he visited that school four times, and that was North Carolina. And then he did end up visiting Virginia Tech in July, but even that was kind of dicey on whether he was going to visit Virginia Tech or UNC. And supposedly that was more of a, I guess his mom had promised Virginia Tech that they would visit, something along those lines. So that's why they made that visit, as opposed to going to North Carolina for the cookout. So the other thing is that, you know, if you're going to take your official visits and that was your plan, then why not take the official visit you have scheduled for this past weekend to Virginia Tech? But that was that he canceled that one. So to me, I wouldn't worry unless you start seeing him schedule official visits. And even then, I wouldn't worry too much until he actually takes the officials. And then even then, I probably still wouldn't even worry, because you're talking about a kid who has been to UNC a gazillion times. His best friend / cousin / teammate. They've been teammates together since middle school and since rec league and AAU and all this other stuff. He's committed there, and he's not going anywhere as far as North Carolina with his commitment. And as I mentioned earlier, the pro UNC vibes from that school is just insane. And I actually had I didn't know what they were referring to at the time until I came back and looked at my Twitter mentions. But someone came up to me and said, "Man, they're saying that Surrey County is Tar Heel country. Well, Lee County is Tar Heel country." And I didn't realize until I looked at my mentions and someone had tweeted at me that Surrey County was Tar Heel country. So I think even if he visits these other schools, UNC still has their official visit in their back pocket, where they can kind of pull out whenever they need to. And I'm just not all that worried. I think if some things started to happen, then maybe. But I just right now, I'm not worried at all. And it wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't take any visits to any other schools. Really wouldn't.
Well, there you have it, Inside Carolina listeners. Don Callahan is not worried. Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree. It's like, why would you take visits now that you are committed? It just kind of reduces the. I mean, you are even more serious now than you were before, and you didn't take visits then. Why would you take them now? It seems like you're going to be even more excited about playing for UNC, and you're going to be joining this recruiting class and going on visits to UNC and of course the official visit, which I imagine will happen in early December. Is that when they're doing the big one?
Yeah, they're doing the big one. Yeah, in mid-December, that last weekend before the December signing period. I think that's going to be key for North Carolina. If they can convince him to sign in December, which I believe they will be able to, yeah. Then I mean it's done. It really is.
Yeah, and he is not going to enroll early.
No, he is not.
He's going to plays basketball and
yes.
I guess graduate with his class. Good stuff. Okay, so what is this? Actually, let's take a quick break now, and we'll talk. We'll come back and talk about what this kind of means for UNC moving forward, looking at this 2020 class. And I want to drop a little tidbit that I got from a source that will intrigue UNC football recruiting fans. That's called a tease in the business.
It will intrigue me also, I think.
Yeah, I haven't told you about it either.
All right,
we'll be right
back. I'm excited.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're back with Don Callahan on the Don Callahan UNC Football Recruiting Podcast. It is Sunday morning. Excuse me, we're recording 12 hours after UNC lost to Virginia Tech, but we're talking Desmond Evans. Don, what's this mean? I mean, I read a bunch of articles. I got some quotes from you, from Barton Simmons, from Steve Wiltfong, Clint Brewster, a lot of national recruiting guys just kind of raving about, you know, what this means for UNC moving forward in terms of in-state recruiting, changing the perception of what Mac Brown can do, changing the perception of what UNC football recruiting can be under this new regime. What's your kind of take on that? Because, I mean, I just think players in-state are going to see this really, really elite guy coming to UNC and want to join in and see that it's okay to go to UNC and that playing in-state for the flagship university is kind of the thing to do. Thoughts?
Yes. So in recruiting, perception is reality. So when you are able to make the perception that you are landing some of the top kids or the majority of the top kids in the state, then – it changes, obviously, the thoughts or changes maybe their perspective on, you know, I'm talking about future recruits, their thoughts on when they're looking at schools. And I think that for the longest time, really probably since I've been covering football recruiting, the perception among in-state recruits is if you're a top recruit, you have, in order for you to kind of prove your billings, you need to go out of state to play college football because UNC is not a football school. And UNC is actually dealing with this a little bit in the 2021 class with some of the top guys. And so to be able to land the top in-state guy, a guy that's not even, not only is he a top guy, I mean, he's one of the top in the nation. He's a five-star guy. This isn't like a four-star guy who's just sitting outside of the top 247. I mean, he's a legit top guy. That's huge for the perception to kind of change the mentality of future recruits. They see this sort of stuff, especially, I mean, they don't pay attention to every single commit, but a commit like Dez Evans, who's a five-star guy, they know who he is. I mean, that speaks volumes to the 2021 class and beyond that.
Okay, great. Yeah, I mean, and obviously it enhances this class. The ranking didn't jump up as much as I thought. They were 19 before the commitment. They're 18 in the nation now. I imagine they'll stay around that range. They could jump up. But, you know, it's a complete – I think what's really special about this class is a complete defensive line haul. They have the nose tackle and Clyde Pender. They have some three technique guys and Miles Murphy, Kedrick Bingley-Jones. They have the elite kind of speed pass rusher in Desmond Evans, and they have a guy with a lot of potential in A.J. Beatty. What's your take on the defensive line haul for the Tar Heels?
Well, I'm actually going to dive into this pretty deep in the weekly scoop that's going to be posted early this week. But really just kind of looking at it on the surface, and you have Dez, a five-star guy. You have 2 4-star guys and Miles Murphy and Kedrick Bingley-Jones. And then you're kind of, supporting that cast with, as you mentioned, a solid nose tackle in Clyde Pender. So, I mean, it's, to me, just off the top of my head, I mean, it's a very, very impressive class, probably the most impressive D-line class UNC's had in my personal recent memory.
Now, how does it compare to NC State's 2019 class with all those in-state guys?
Yeah, I think we actually had this question before.
That's right. Yeah,
and I actually, you know, used numbers so that there would be less bias on my part, or potential bias. I mean, I try to be as unbiased as possible. And from the numbers standpoint, this UNC class is you know, head and shoulders above that class. Even though there's some guys like Josh Harris, the defensive tackle from out of Person County High School, who I really, really, really like, and I think is going to be a stud. This UNC class has way more potential. The rankings support that than that class, even though that's a very solid class also.
Good stuff. All right. I teased it a little bit before the break, and I kind of mentioned that this class is a chance to move up a little bit more. And I think all eyes now kind of turn to Trenton Simpson. And he's a linebacker that UNC was really recruiting hard, and there were a lot of good signs between him and the Tar Heels. Then he visited Auburn and committed to Auburn. And just I heard a little source in my ear told me that UNC's in a good spot for him. And I don't think it'd be – they're communicating with him, and there's a lot of interest on both sides between Simpson and UNC. I'm sure you're hearing similar things, Don, but I think there's a lot more – there's a lot of smoke there, and usually when there's smoke, there's fire. So I just want to drop that tidbit. As the Desmond Evans commitment – our recruitment ends and he commits to UNC, the intrigue now turns to Trenton Simpson. And to keep the hype going for our podcast and for UNC football recruiting, I think that was an important note to drop, that it's maybe a little bit more real than some would maybe want to believe.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely smoke here. I think similar to what I mentioned about Desmond Evans earlier, I think we need to watch what he does sort of thing. And I think it's, you know, UNC has, you know, this game coming up against Duke for recruiting purposes is going to be a big weekend. UNC has a bunch of big time targets, remaining targets that are coming to campus on Saturday. And we'll obviously have a full list of those guys in the days leading up to that. But getting him on campus for giving Trent Simpson on campus for a game like that, or maybe some of the other home games that are left, or getting an official visit in December, that's going to be huge, because obviously without another visit of some kind, this could potentially kind of die out. So the thing too is that he plays for Mellow Creek High School, one of the powerhouses in the state of North Carolina. They once again have a really good team. And they also, one of the ways they've become such a good, solid program is they're very, very, very strict on their players' travel arrangements. And because they have practice on Saturday mornings and some other stuff going on Saturdays. That's why a lot of their guys don't travel as much as some other schools. So that's going to factor into this. And I mean, if they go all the way to the state championship, that would take one of those December weekends out of the equation to be used for an official visit. So so that's kind of a factor in this. But yeah, I mean, getting him back on campus is going to be key. I don't think anything happens until you get him back on campus.
There you have it. And we'll definitely keep you in the loop on Trenton Simpson's recruitment. All right, that's it. UNC lands Desmond Evans. This is the Desmond Evans podcast. Wanted to get out before midweek. The number 22 player in the class, according to 24/7 Sports Composite, commits to UNC. Tar Heels now have a pretty stacked class with the jewel of the class at the top there with Desmond Evans. Anything else from you, Mr. Callahan?
No, I mean, we have a good weekly scoop coming up. Usually we post this or record this after the weekly scoop, so we're not able to kind of, I guess, preview it at all. But we have some good stuff in the weekly scoop coming up, some good tidbits on some of the other remaining targets. I know we talked about a lot about Trent Simpson, but UNC still has one more need in this class, which is the offensive lineman position, third offensive lineman. It has a couple of guys that on the radar. So we break down just the latest on those guys. Also, we break down even further the Desmond Evans recruitment in the podcast. In the weekly scoop. Hopefully you're not getting too sick of Desmond Evans because this is a big recruit. I mean, as we mentioned a bunch of times before, this is the second highest ranked recruit that UNC has received a verbal commitment from, and really the highest in a decade. So this is big time for North Carolina's program. So we're going to cover it as such.
Sorry. All that scoop.
You all right? Up.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right. Everybody have a great Sunday. You too, Don.
You too, my friend. All right. My best friend.
There we go. See ya.
Thanks for listening to another podcast from InsideCarolina.com. Brought to you by JohnnyT-Shirt.com. Where to go for your next Tar Heel gear purchase.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.